Podcast.com/joy.
And we welcome you in a big Friday edition of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, online at kgymradio.com. Oh boy, Kathleen Doyle set to join us at 4:30 tonight, the outstanding senior guard for Lisa Bluder and the Iowa women's basketball team. The Hawkeyes picking up a victory over Ohio State. Win number 200 in the Big Ten for Lisa Bluder last night, and they now turn their attention to Michigan State on Sunday. Megan Gustafson back in Eastern Iowa, ready to have her banner, her jersey hung from the rafters inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. Should be a great atmosphere Sunday afternoon. We'll discuss that and more with Kathleen coming up in about 25 minutes. And then we found him. We got him. Not Saddam. Tristan Wirfs, the big man from Mount Vernon, with us inside the Big Hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement tonight, along with Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com. We'll find out just exactly what Tristan's doing to occupy his time now as he prepares for the NFL Combine and the NFL Draft. Your texts and phone calls, 319-366-1600.
I don't know if you were aware of this, but it's Tristan's 21st birthday today.
Holy cow, I can't believe, okay.
No, I was wondering maybe why we couldn't reach him, but it is a big day for him. He turns 21. But I just can't imagine there's a lot of time for him to celebrate with all that he's doing right now, getting ready for draft day. I know it is a long and arduous process, and I can't wait to kind of figure out what his path's going to look like.
Get his picture with Spencer Lee at the wrestling meet last weekend, turning 21 today, and joining the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's just been a huge weekend for him. I'm positive that this is the highlight. First Federal Credit Union brings you an opportunity to reach us directly here in the KGYM studios via the text line 319-366-1600. And if you open a new checking account at one of First Federal's four Eastern Iowa locations, you could take home $200 just for doing so. Details available online at firstfedcu.com/KGYM. Buttons on the other side of the glass has lined up our contestants in this week's Pick 6 presented by Emil's Hideaway. Best of luck to everybody. And would you look at this? The Big Ten basketball standings, Iowa getting a little help last night in second place. Now just one game out of first place. Who would have thought at the beginning of the season that Illinois would be atop the Big Ten? They are tied now with Michigan State, 6-2 overall in the conference, and then a five-team logjam in second place with Iowa, Indiana, Rutgers, Wisconsin, and Maryland. And Wisconsin is in action tonight, taking on the Purdue Boilermakers at Mackey Arena. Difficult to win on the road in the Big Ten. So a victory tonight by Purdue would elevate them to 4-5 and drop Wisconsin out of that five-way tie for second place in the league.
This is bonkers. It's ridiculous. Because I asked myself this question last night, and I'll ask you all this question as well. 319-366-1600, that's the phone line and the text line. Iowa right now, the way that they're playing through 19 games, who in the Big Ten is better than they are? And you know what? There may be teams that are, but who is clearly better than they are the way that they're playing right now?
Clearly better.
Clearly better.
Nobody.
This whole conference is a logjam of good teams, no great teams. And that's why I'm not ruling out anything with the rest of the season for the Iowa Hawkeyes. They could have their February swoon. It is very possible. Not ruling that out, but I'm also not ruling out the fact that they could be a top two seed heading into the Big Ten tournament at the end of the season. It is that wide open. And I just don't see a great team in this conference. I don't see a great team in college basketball.
And you think that's a problem this year?
So, collectively, yes. Collectively, yes. I do. When you look at the Big Ten, and people are like, that is the best conference in college basketball. T- to me, this isn't even one of the better years that we've seen from the Big Ten in the last 10. Now, you're seeing a lot of really good big men, but the guard play is down, and you don't see the upper-level teams. But I just think across college basketball in general, you're seeing a lack of quality of play. But in the Big Ten right now, especially with Iowa, it's sort of the opposite. It's opening things up for teams like Iowa, who are led by a dominant player in Luka Garza and play good team basketball and are veteran and are tough. It's giving them opportunities. So it is going to be a wild ride to see how the rest of the season turns out, because I ask you this, who's good in college basketball? Not just in the Big Ten, who's good in college basketball?
6936 on the text line says it makes a more exciting season. This is one of the best years to watch and enjoy college basketball.
Couldn't disagree anymore.
See, I'm sort of with the texter
who's
here.
Good, who do you like watching?
Although, I think it's better in March when you have no idea what's going on. It doesn't necessarily make a compelling product in January and early February, which we are creeping up on.
And that's fair. But you see, you see upsets no matter if there's a dominant team or not. What I'm saying is I see teams go on the road and get beat by 20 who are top 5, top 10 teams. And I'm supposed to just sit here and look and say, well, everybody loses by 20. That's okay. That's acceptable to go on the road and lose by 20. No, it's not. It isn't. So Michigan State, a preseason number one, they're a middle of the pack team in the top 25. They're a upper level Big Ten team, but they're not a great team. North Carolina this year is awful. The ACC is down. You don't see great players anywhere. I bet people, casual fans, casual college basketball fans, don't know who plays for Duke. They don't know who plays for Louisville. They don't know who plays for North Carolina. I guess maybe they have an idea who plays for Kansas, but it's not a good year. But for Iowa in general, if you're just singling out Iowa, it's a great year. Because they are exactly what there aren't enough of in college basketball, a veteran, tough team.
And they have a legitimate National Player of the Year candidate in Luka Garza. 319-366-1600. Again, the First Federal Credit Union text line. You can use it to reach out to us. Iowa wrestling taking on Ohio State tonight. We mentioned the Iowa women will be at home on Sunday against Michigan State. Hawkeyes don't play again until Wisconsin on Monday. The Iowa men, that is. Is this not one of the more depressing weekends to be a sports fan? You have the NHL coming to a halt. It's a week between the Super Bowl and last week's conference championship game. So the only football you get this week is the Pro Bowl. There's nothing in the NHL, just the All-Star game in St. Louis, which you are maybe not going to.
I'll be down there. Will I go into the building? We'll see.
Iowa's not playing. There's not a ton of compelling college basketball games this weekend. The NBA just seems to be sort of spinning its wheels again at the moment. There's just not a whole lot to be excited about this weekend if you're a sports fan.
It's brutal.
And like then this, next week, we get hammered with the Super Bowl.
This is one of the more sad times of the year because of the weather, because of the end of football and where we are in the sports calendar. But yes, we do have the Super Bowl to look forward to, and then we go right back into the dog days.
74-61 says there's lots of NBA tonight. I said compelling NBA. Nothing is compelling. You got Zion Williamson, who made his debut earlier this week, and we didn't necessarily get a chance to touch on that. I think the people that were lining up ready to call him a bust probably wound up with a little bit of egg on their face after the performance as a whole. Solid debut for Zion Williamson, but you got to give me a little something to get interested in the NBA at this point, and I'm just not...
I've been watching it a little bit.
You're lying.
No, I watched the other night, Luka Doncic, the Dallas Mavericks, is unbelievable. He really is. The averaging 30, 10, and 10 a night, as a 20-year-old, there are some really good players in that league. And I think the quality of play in that league is so high. But the season is way too long. These All games right. just don't matter. And it's hard to get up for them.
The listeners are very mad at me because I said that this was a boring weekend. And now the wrestling nuts are coming at me on the text line. And the women's basketball fanatics are coming at me on the text line. Try follow along here, people. 319-366-1600. There you go. So, generally speaking, it's not the greatest weekend to be a sports fan. But there are exceptions, I suppose, to everything in life. 319-366-1600. Again, the First Federal Credit Union text line is busy today. It must be the snow. The fact that everybody's snowed in at home today and the kids were home from school, it must have many of you listeners riled up because I'm sensing animosity on the text line. My son is at home today. His school, his preschool and daycare was canceled today. He's over the snow. I remember I told you that he's the one who wanted the snow. He told me yesterday on the way to school that he didn't like snow anymore.
Smart kid. Partly, he's ahead of the curve.
Partly due to the fact that up until now, the snow had came, and then within 2 or 3 days, it was usually gone. And I think he thinks that's how snow operates. It comes, and then it melts.
See,
this ain't melting anytime soon.
I remember as a kid, the melting of the snow was really depressing. Because as a kid, you love snow. Because it can get you off school. So just the sight of snow was such a welcome sight. And then it melting was just sad and depressing. And you realize, yeah, I'm going to be in school for a while. I don't get any more days off. But now the sight of melting snow is, as an adult, is like the best thing ever.
I would, after the week that I've had, I would love to go back to being a kid again. Adulting is hard. Owning a house is hard. The snowblower died earlier this week, so it's out of commission until at least next week, and we're going to get some snow in between now and then. Last night when I got home, the garage door decided that it was going to act up, and 20 minutes after the garage door decided to act up, we were giving my son a bath, and I realized that the water isn't exactly warm, so we had water heater issues last night. I'm over everything right now. So if there's a little bit of an edge to me today, that's where it's coming from. If you are listening right now, I'm going to give you a solid piece of life advice. Don't ever buy a house. Don't ever buy a house. They're nothing but trouble. Everything's going along fine, and then everything goes to hell in a handbasket in like a 48-hour period. And you're wondering,
you don't have a landlord that can come fix it.
And you don't have, yeah, exactly. You're responsible for fixing everything. You have to be an adult. There's no running away from it. It's terrible. 319-366-1600. Garage door fixed. Water heater fine. Snowblower being dealt with. But we did have to manually shovel. I don't mind manually shoveling the snow.
Do you still have kids from around the neighborhood coming by and offering to do it, or is that kind of frowned upon these days?
I don't think anybody's coming and offering to do the
For a price.
Yeah, that's Ted DiBiase. Everybody's got a price for the million-dollar man. Nobody's got a price for me when it comes to coming to take care of the snow. So I guess things could always be worse. 319-366-1600. I'm reminded of that peeking at the text line because the women's basketball fans and the wrestling fans are getting even angrier. I'm telling you, the snow is not good for anybody. It's turning all of Eastern Iowa into one giant version of The Shining. Everybody's snowed in at the hotel, and they're just ready to completely go insane.
Well, at least this time around, we're seeing some clearing. Are people still snowed in? I think at this point, there's light at the end of the tunnel, folks. It's a little bit warmer. The snow is melting. It seems like the snowplows have done a great job. The roads, for the most part, are a lot better. So hopefully we can move on from this. We've gotten we've gotten dumped on recently. I knew the way that we started the fall, when we got the winter and the fall, and then that little lull, I'm like, we're not going to get away with this. This winter is not going to be this easy. There's going to be a point where it comes back. And yeah, sure enough, this past week was it.
Cyclone Tim says maybe we need a January edition of Festivus. I'm pretty sure people are airing their grievances right now on the text line, and they are squarely directed at me. I didn't think things could get any worse, and then I saw that the Cubs signed Steven Souza today as their big free agent acquisition this offseason, and it just reminds me that spring training is like 30 days away.
Hey, at least they did something, unlike some other teams in the NL Central.
30 days away, and most teams in Major League Baseball have just now decided that maybe they should start thinking about constructing their 2020 rosters. I tell you, this baseball season's going to be...
this college basketball season.
Back to the college basketball thing. You think that everything's going to be solved when the NBA has its CBA discussions? They're what, 2 years away?
Yes, and I've said this a few times, but the problem right now is you have some of the best coaches in the sport of basketball having to dumb down their system for guys that are going to be there for 6 months. Roy Williams, Bill Self, Mike Krzyzewski, the list goes on and on. You have them having to realize that they have this 18-year-old kid on campus for 6 months, and we got to get the best out of him that we can, and he's probably not ready for prime time. He's probably has a lot of development to do, has a lot of skills to learn, but we can't learn him right now because he's only going to be here for 6 months. So you have that dynamic, and then you have these other teams that are full developmental teams. And then you have somewhere in between, like the Michigans of the world, the Villanovas of the world, the Virginias of the world, that are trying to get the guys who are like fringe NBA players, fringe NBA prospects, and maybe after 2 or 3 years of development, they'll be ready. But the problem is, if you win a national championship, those 2 and 3 year guys become 1 year guys. And Iowa State sort of went through that last year. Did they think that Talen Horton Tucker was going to leave after 1 year? Probably not. And it just sets you back. And right now, there's no system at a lot of these places. At Kentucky, at Duke, at UNC, it's just this dumbed down version of basketball. And if you let the guys go to the NBA that wanted to be in the NBA right away, and let the guys that want to go to college, you would get the same level of college basketball that you had before this stupid rule, and I thought it was pretty good. I thought college basketball was pretty darn good. Maybe not the high-level talent, but a higher quality of basketball before the one-and-done rule than after the one-and-done rule.
There's a pretty compelling game tomorrow here on the KGYM airwaves. Iowa State travels to Auburn to face Bruce Pearl and the Tigers. It's the Big 12 SEC shootout challenge, whatever they call it, and you can hear it right here on 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM beginning at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. John Walters on the call there. While we're discussing programming here, should let everybody know that our high school games tonight are on as scheduled. This is a change for me. When I was in school 20 years ago, you usually didn't have activities when there was no school. But apparently they've changed that. So we've got Cedar Rapids Jefferson and Cedar Rapids Kennedy coming up for you tonight, as well as Mount Vernon at Solon. Keep it tuned here to KGYM. And that Jefferson-Kennedy doubleheader is actually going to come your way tonight at 5:55. 319-366-1600. We'll get you a big board update here shortly. And then Kathleen Doyle is going to hop on the program and join us as the Iowa women picking up not only a big victory, Big Ten victory last night over Ohio State, but a milestone for Lisa Bluter, 200 wins in the Big Ten. And you look back at the longevity of Kirk Ferentz and Lisa Bluter, and it feels like Tom Brands has been at Iowa for a million years. I know he hasn't, but the athletic department at Iowa has quite a bit of stability going for it at this point. And Lisa has been a huge part of that over the 20-plus years that she's been at the helm. It's her and C. Vivian Stringer as far as the discussion of great women's basketball coaches go. And we mentioned we'll discuss with Kathleen coming up in just a few minutes, but somewhere between 10 and 11,000 tickets already sold this weekend for the Michigan State game. It's a 3 o'clock tip-off on Sunday at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, and Megan Gustafson has her jersey number 10 officially retired after the game. She has been in Hungary for the last 4.5 months playing professionally there since being cut by the Dallas Wings. And no surprise here, I looked up her stats earlier today, averaging almost a double-double game for her team. She's at about 21 points, I think, and just a tad over 9 rebounds a game. So she's also said she's down 10 pounds. A lesson learned from her time, her brief time in camp with the Dallas Wings, that she needed to slim down and condition a little bit in order. She still wants to obviously play in the WNBA someday, but because of the way that the seasons are set up, you can do both. You can go play in Europe and then come back stateside, and we'll see whether or not Dallas is interested in bringing her back on. But should be a great afternoon/evening Sunday at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, and tickets are still available for that game. I imagine a lot of the men's basketball team will be there to support the women. You oftentimes see the women's basketball team at Carver when the men are playing, and Iowa getting ready for Wisconsin. I imagine Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes will be tuned into that game tonight in West Lafayette. I don't know what to expect there. Somebody was asking me earlier today why the total in that game was so low. Wisconsin and Purdue doesn't cry out shootout to me. Purdue is favored by about 3.5 points at home. That's the one team, Purdue's the one team I can't figure out this year in the Big Ten. They absolutely throttle Michigan State at home, and then they get trounced by Illinois, and Illinois 6-2, 14-5 overall.
Problem with Purdue is they can't score. They're averaging like 67 points per game, and they finally, it seems like, not having a star, not having a go-to guy like they've had the past couple of years is catching up to them. We thought when Carson Edwards left that, oh, they've been able to figure it out. They've lost players off of the last three teams, and they've been right in the mix for a 4 or 5 seed in the NCAA tournament and making a deep run. It just seems like this team doesn't have it, and every once in a while at home they can find their footing. But that goes back to what I said on how to judge these teams in the college basketball, how hard it is, because on any given night, everybody is capable of showing up on their home floor and beating a top 15 team, it feels like. But nobody's capable of going on the road and beating a middle of the pack or even a lower level team. So that's why I picked Purdue in this one, because I think both of these teams have been somewhere around in the same boat, losing their program changing player, losing the guy that they've had for the last 4 years that has taken them to a lot of the heights that they've reached. Ethan Happ for Wisconsin, Carson Edwards for Purdue, really missing those guys.
I agree, and I don't know what to make of the Big Ten this year. It's always difficult to win on the road, but there's something going on this year. I can't put my finger on it. A lot of parity in the league, and what a great year for Iowa to have the season that it's having, especially coming into the year with knowing that Jordan Bohannon probably wasn't going to play, and then you have Jack Nungy and his season-ending injury. Patrick McCaffrey's unable to play. There's just a lot of adversity facing this team this year, and they've come together, and I think everybody's rallied behind them, and it's been fun to watch and should be a good one on Monday against Wisconsin. 366-1600 is the text line, and believe me, you are coming in hot on the text line today. I will leave it at that. Let's go ahead and get to the big board here, because we need to bring Kathleen on. Kathleen Doyle, the outstanding senior guard of the Iowa women's program, is set to join us. We mentioned Michigan State coming to town this weekend, Iowa knocking off Ohio State last night. That and more coming your way on a Big Board Update brought to you by the one and only Alex Kuhn.
The Iowa women defeated Ohio State last night 77-68 for their seventh consecutive victory. Kathleen Doyle, who joins us in a few minutes, had 26 points. Mackenzie Meyer scored 13 of Iowa's final 17 points, and Lisa Bluta picked up her 200th career Big Ten victory. She's only the second coach to reach that milestone. Former Iowa and current Rutgers coach C. Vivian Stringer is the other. The UNI women are looking for their third consecutive victory, but it will not be easy as they're taking on Bradley in Peoria tonight. The Braves have not lost at home this season, nor have they lost a conference game yet. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. The Iowa wrestling team is at home this evening against number 4 Ohio State, 8:07 for the start. The Iowa State men have a tough task of their own tomorrow morning as they play in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. The Cyclones are on the road set to take on Bruce Pearl and 16th-ranked Auburn. It will be an 11 a.m. tip-off and will pick up coverage of the Cyclone Radio Network Call of the Action with a pregame show beginning at 10 a.m. on 1600 a.m. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders will have a home-and-home this weekend against the Chicago Steel. The first game will be a 7:05 p.m. puck drop tomorrow night, and the second will be a 3:05 p.m. start on Sunday in Chicago. High school basketball tonight, we have a doubleheader on 1600 a.m. and 102.3 FM starting at 5:55 for the pregame show. Cedar Rapids Jefferson travels to play Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And at 7:20 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, we have a boys matchup between Mount Vernon and Solon at Solon.
I would get into Iowa and Ohio State a little bit more tonight. The big showdown at Carver Hawkeye Arena, over 14,000 people expected there, but we're up against it. We need to take a quick timeout. When we come back, the outstanding senior guard for the Iowa women's basketball team, Kathleen Doyle, joins us ahead of Sunday's showdown against Michigan State. Back with more after this.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere, and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at lindertire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at lindertire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
At Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries, you'll find more than just comfortable furniture. You'll discover a no-pressure shopping experience, thousands of options, and free design services. We call it Comfort Redesigned. It's the Super Weekend Sale. Friday through Monday, save 30% on everything, plus special financing available, and get guaranteed local delivery on in-stock items in time for the big game. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably. Minimum monthly payments with approved credit. Order by 1-26-20. See store for details.
Microsoft will no longer be supporting Windows 7 January of 2020. Everybody needs to be on Windows 10. We tell them exactly what PCs can be upgraded, what PCs may need to be replaced, and that way they know and the options are out there for them. Just call and say, I know I need to upgrade to Windows 10. Don't know where to start.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 Civic from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
Based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh,
thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Welcome back in the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn with you here on a Friday afternoon as we make our way into the weekend, and a big weekend in store for the Iowa women's basketball team. Already a victory in the books this week, looking to run that 7-game winning streak to 8 games. Michigan State coming to town, and more importantly, Megan Gustafson back in Eastern Iowa as well. A lot to look forward to at Carver Hawkeye Arena this weekend, and joining us now on the program, one of the stars of this year's Hawkeye squad, Kathleen Doyle, taking some time to chat with us here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. Kathleen, Todd, and Alex here, and we certainly appreciate you joining us. Before we get into the matchup this weekend, what's it going to be like to have Megan back around the team?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It'll definitely be great having her back here. She's a legend for this Iowa program, and I was blessed enough to get to play with her for 3 of those years, so it's going to be great seeing a former teammate and one of my friends.
How has this season gone for you? Because I know that when we chatted with you all preseason, that it seemed like you guys had a lot to prove. It seemed like there was a chip on your shoulder with not people maybe not expecting as much from you because Megan was gone. But you're sitting here 16-3, at the top of the Big Ten, in the top 25. Still plenty of season to go, but things have gone pretty well for you guys as of late.
Yeah, it's been an awesome season so far, and we know that we've got a lot of work left to do, but we're obviously happy with where we're at right now. I'm just proud of the way we worked so hard all offseason to kind of prove to people that even without Megan that we can, and even without Hannah and Tania as well, that we can really make some noise in this Big Ten. And you're right, we've had a chip on our shoulder, and it's worked out well for us so far.
It really feels like this is sort of your team. Do you get the sense that you're the leader on this team, or is it a collective effort?
I think it's definitely a collective effort. It might look that way just because I'm the point guard and I'm getting us into some of our sets and things like that. But our personnel has been playing so well to the roles that they've been given and really embracing that. And that's essential to a good team.
You and Mackenzie and Amanda, the seniors on this team, how much do you feel sort of responsible to be the leaders on this team?
Yeah, for sure. As seniors, you definitely feel that way. You want to make your last go around as good as it can be. And we kind of have to help those younger kids who don't have as much experience in the Big Ten season come along. And they've been like sponges. They're soaking up all the information that they're getting, and they're really getting valuable experience. And that's what's great about the Big Ten. You're always playing great teams, so it really prepares you for that postseason. I'm really proud of the way that our young girls have really come along and stepped up to the plate.
Kathleen Doyle joining us, discussing the Iowa women's basketball team's hot play as of late. 3 o'clock tip-off Sunday at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Over 10,000 tickets already sold for the game, which will feature Megan Gustafson's jersey being retired afterwards. And what has this 7-game run been like for you guys? They haven't always come easy. You guys have had to come back late in some games to pull these off.
Yeah, it's definitely been hard fought, that's for sure. But you kind of expect that going into the Big Ten conference season. Every team you play against is going to give you your best shot. And we just try to do the same thing. But you got to play hard for 40 minutes. And I'm really proud of the way that we've just fought really hard for 40 minutes. We keep fighting no matter what the score is, and it's worked out well for us in this streak.
Yeah, so some of these scores, you've been down as many as 10 or 15 points in games. How have you all been able to keep your wits about you and battle back in some of these games where you're down late in the game?
Yeah, I think we've done a really good job of staying composed in those moments. Obviously, when you're down like that, the game has not been going how you want it to be. But we just kind of keep doing what we're doing and really lock in defensively and just take it possession by possession. You can't chip away at those leads without doing that. So it's important to know that you can't get it all back in one possession. So we just take it possession by possession and just keep clawing back. But it would definitely be a lot more fun if we didn't have to do that.
That win over Ohio State, 77-68, Lisa Bluter's 200th Big Ten victory. What did it mean to you guys to be a part of that?
Yeah, it's such a special program to be a part of, and Coach Bluter and the rest of our coaching staff they've just done such a great job here at Iowa, and I'm really proud that I get to play for them, one of the best coaching staffs in the nation. And she said it last night that she's lucky enough that she got to be at Iowa for this long, and getting that 200 to that 200 milestone just shows what a great program that she's helped build and what a great place Iowa is to be a coach at.
We've talked a lot about what Megan did last year. What can you say about the way that Monica has stepped in and played that position this year?
Yeah, Monica's having a phenomenal season so far. I mean, she got to watch Megan last year do her thing, and I think playing against Megan and Hannah in practice every day prepared her for this season that she's having. She's shooting a great percentage for us, and she's got a phenomenal work ethic, and she's just learning every day and going as hard as she can every day in practice. So that's a good recipe for success.
What type of atmosphere are you expecting on Sunday afternoon?
Well, like you said, already over 10,000 tickets sold. Everyone wants to come celebrate Megan and what she's done for our program. So it's going to be great for our game against Michigan State, who always brings it. They're always a good team. They're really well coached. So we're going to have to bring our A game, and our Hawk fans always do a good job of helping us.
How do you describe the level of excitement and passion that you play the game with? Because I think anybody that's ever watched you notices that, and it just looks like you have a lot of fun playing the game.
Well, I appreciate that. I definitely do. I always say that basketball is supposed to be fun. That's why I played it as a kid, and that's why I'm still playing it now. And obviously winning is a lot more fun than losing, but I think just my competitive spirit and playing alongside my teammates, there's really nothing more that I like to do. So I think it just comes from a genuine place of having fun, and yeah, I'm glad the fans like it.
Well, speaking of having fun, you showed a little bit of your personality in that win over the Buckeyes the other night. Who flexes better, you or Luka Garza?
I think he's got slightly bigger muscles than me, but no, it's pretty fun. He's been having a great year for them.
Hey, Kathleen, before we let you go, I know how much you appreciate and enjoy wearing Iowa across your chest for Lisa Bluter and her squad, but you got an opportunity to wear a different jersey last year. What was it like to suit up for the United States in the Pan Am Games?
Yeah, that was an honor to be able to put on that uniform, and having that USA across your chest listening to the national anthem before you're going to play against professionals from another country there's really no way to describe it. I feel so blessed to have had that experience, and I think it's definitely helped me this year just playing against some really great competition in this offseason. And it'll be great to see Coach Merchant again, who was the head coach of that team this Sunday. So obviously really grateful for that experience. It was one I'll never forget.
Well, Kathleen, we appreciate you taking some time to join us here on a Friday night. Again, 3:00 tip-off on Sunday, and it should be as close to a packed house as they can probably get there for you guys against Michigan State, and great atmosphere. Megan coming back. We wish you all the best on Sunday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Kathleen Doyle from the University of Iowa women's basketball team. The Hawkeyes have been playing tremendously well. I think they've got something like 30 straight wins at home under their belt dating back to last season. But even without Megan Gustafson, this has been a tremendous year for them so far. And the seniors, she mentioned the rest of her classmates have been a huge part of this, but there's no doubt when you watch Iowa this season, that this is her team. And flexing those muscles
the other
night,
I'm glad you brought that up.
In that win over Ohio State, showing a little bit of personality.
She does
a little swag.
She has a high-level swagger, and so does Luka Garza. I'm glad you brought up Luka Garza, because when you look at the men's and the women's team, it seems like the Iowa men are sort of a microcosm of what Luka Garza is, a really competitive guy that is not afraid to show his emotions, and that's exactly what the Iowa women are as well. And Kathleen Doyle is at the front of that. Maybe a little trash talking going on between with those two and some of their opponents, but the competitive spirit was the term that she used, and it's sort of a cliche in sports at times. But it's pretty obvious when you see it that both of those two have it, and it rubs off on the rest of their teammates.
Well, we'll take a quick timeout here as hour number one continues to roll along. What you've got to look forward to ahead in the 5:00 hour tonight, a very big, big hour brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. No pun intended, the one and only Tristan Wirfs said to join us tonight along with Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com. Stick around. More of the Todd Brolecamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles, check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The greatest explorers used to rely on compasses and telescopes. Now they rely on Ford Copilot 360 technology with available intelligent adaptive cruise control with stop and go, lane centering and speed sign recognition as they discover new worlds from available heated leather captain seats. The 2020 Ford Explorer, completely redesigned and more intuitive than ever. It's the greatest exploration vehicle of all time.
Driver assist features are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, need to control the vehicle.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at your local automotive retailer.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tristan Wirfs coming up with us in 15 minutes here as Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com also scheduled to hop on with us. It is a Friday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, still on 107.5 FM as well. Some big plans for that frequency coming up in the days and weeks ahead. Also, just a reminder, high school basketball on as scheduled tonight, and that includes the doubleheader we're going to be bringing you at 5:55 this evening. So, got that to look forward to. And I, Buttons, this is all your fault. I'm blaming you. It's nice to have somebody around again on the other side of the glass that I can blame for all of my problems, even when Buttons, poor Buttons, he had nothing to do with this. The firestorm that has been set off on the text line today. I've got, I'll say wrestling fan singular mad at me because it's one person individually. You have riled up a number of college basketball fans.
Yes, I have.
Today. And again,
by pointing out that players in college basketball don't know basic skills of playing the game of basketball. I've made people upset.
I blame this all on the weather. People
yep.
have
People
cabin
upset.
Fever, and they are taking it out on us, and that is fine by me. 3460, I read books for college classes shorter than this text, but I'll give you credit. You spent the time typing it. Dear Alex, please tell us again how having parity among all the teams is making basketball such a bad thing for you. You have Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, Michigan State, and all the heavy hitters getting the one-and-done players, and you're complaining about that? And then you have teams like the Hawkeyes to get the fringe players, develop them, and start winning, and that makes for a bad basketball year? Maybe some of those heavy hitters deserve what they're getting when they're not winning. I think it's kind of awesome that you can bring your A game every night and win against the heavy hitters when you're not supposed to. It's quite refreshing to see Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan getting beat along with Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky. It gets stale after a while seeing all the same teams getting all the great players and winning all the time. whatever your idea of fun is, I don't want any part of it, and I'm sure others feel the same way.
Okay. I mean, let me address this.
That text is available in Kindle and book form for those of you who didn't catch it.
I went back over it and highlighted all the parts. I have no problem with parody, if it's good parody. And this year in college basketball has not been good parody. The level of play has been embarrassing. Embarrassing. It has been a flat-out joke. And this is not something that has been just this year. It's been heading this way for a long time. Ask NBA executives. Ask Mark Cuban, who ripped the game 4 or 5 years ago and says that the level of play at that level is hurting the product that we have at our level. It's a problem. And it's going to be addressed here shortly. But it is, I think this is rock bottom with the level of play and just players out there, 5-star recruits, 4-star recruits, all Americans, not knowing basic basketball skills. You see it on a nightly basis. There are guys playing for every single team that don't know the fundamentals of playing the sport. And that's not good. That's not fun to watch for anybody. Well, maybe it is for you, but it's not for me.
And again, I'm on record as saying I have enjoyed this basketball season so far. I'm all for this in March. It's just a little early for this type of parody for me. But I do think it's a good thing. You don't know night in and night out what's going to happen. Wisconsin could go on the road tonight and win in West Lafayette, and I wouldn't necessarily be shocked by it. Although Big Ten home teams have won something like almost 70% of their games this season, Iowa chief among them, I got nothing. You turn on any random college basketball game, and you don't know what's going to happen.
And let's please separate Iowa from this whole discussion, because that's not what I'm trying to, that's not what I'm getting at. Iowa has been a refreshingly good basketball team this season, and they are fun to watch. And some of the games that they have played have been very entertaining. But I was sitting on my couch on Saturday watching Duke and Louisville, two blue blood programs, and thinking to myself, why am I watching this? This is not worth my time. And that's what I'm getting at. The overarching umbrella, not Iowa. I'm trying to separate Iowa from this as much as possible.
So you've got this going on the text line, and then you also have a wrestling fan in particular, a singular individual who fired off 9 separate texts over the course of 25 minutes, very angry at the fact that we were not discussing Ohio State and Iowa wrestling at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight. And I don't want to take you down that particular rabbit hole because it's not healthy for me. Sometimes I think, as part of the condition of doing this, I should know where each and every one of the listeners works at, and then I can just show up at their job and yell at them about how they're not doing their job to my standards for 20, 25 minutes, and then just turn around and walk out the door. But I want to give this texter credit here, because he may not have been entertained by the non-wrestling discussion, but his text entertained me to the point where when I was going to talk about Iowa and Ohio State, I decided not to, just to see if I could further agitate. And two of the highlights here. If this were Ric Flair news, you'd be all over it. Come on, boys, please. Yes, I'm getting pissed here. They are slated to put 14,000 butts in the seats tonight. That's a lot of interested folk in your area. And then all you need to know is the final text. I should call my mother right now, and I have not done this yet. I've got to start making plans for the end of my life. I've got to get a will written. I've got to take care of everything. But there are thousands of people that listen to this program every day, and you guys will have my back on this. So if I die, I want you to tell my wife, tell my mother, that I want on my tombstone the last phrase that was texted to us by the angry wrestling listener who was so mad that he turned us off. you are both a tremendous disappointment. I want that on my tombstone. Now, my wife may not be happy about that because it's going to imply, since she'll most likely be buried there and there are going to be two people in that hole in the ground, you are both a tremendous disappointment. She's going to get dragged down with me in that.
Well, it's just put it on my out.
Put it on my tombstone. 319-366, you are a tremendous disappointment. Well, turn on a national radio program, any national radio program, and seek for even a minor mention of Iowa and Ohio State. You're not going to find it. But, Rob, what do you think? I'm trying to get inside the texter's head here. I'm dragging anybody and everybody into this because guess what? I mean, I don't care if it's four against one, number four against number one. It's not compelling to me because Iowa is 15-1 all time against Ohio State in Iowa City. They're going to win. Why should I spend why should I be invested in that? They're going to roll them tonight.
I would agree with that.
See, look, Rob.
Yes, 71-14. Cyclone fan has now chimed in that they're upset that we're not talking about the Cyclones.
I think it's tongue in cheek.
Thank you, 71-14.
I mentioned Bruce Pearl. I've said this all week long. That's a difficult game tomorrow because you can take Bruce out of Iowa, but you can't take the Iowa out of Bruce Pearl. He's going to want to beat Iowa State tomorrow. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. We just got everybody. It's the snow, right, Rob? This has everybody riled up?
I've been home all day with three kids, so.
Exactly. Yes. Now we've turned the other listeners on the other texter, and this is not healthy for anybody. We need spring to get here as soon as we can. Let's go to the phone lines, 366-1600. It's Colin in Cedar Rapids. Colin, what's on your mind?
Hey, I heard you guys addressing the idea that college basketball has declined the skill level, that it stinks this year compared
Alex?
To other years.
Yep.
It was me.
I saw an article. I don't know if you guys caught this, and I wish I could tell you who wrote it, but it was really well done. They were talking about offensive efficiency numbers and how dramatically they drop when the three-point line is moved, which happened, of course, this year.
Yep.
And they broke it down how it's affected previous years and how that's compared to this year. And this year is actually a little bit worse, but they moved it a little bit further than has happened in years prior. And a lot of the games where you've seen these wild swings where, you know, the Cinderella team comes out and knocks off the number one or whoever. In a lot of cases, you had a team that was, for whatever reason, was hitting their threes that night and the other guys weren't. And they basically were saying and made a very good case for the idea that if you want to look at one big reason why this year is different, that might be it. And I thought it was interesting. So just thought I'd point it out.
Thanks for the phone call, Colin. That's the thing with college basketball. They've been tweaking their rules for like the last, what has it been, Rob, the last 5 years, the freedom of movement, the restricted area. They've been trying to tweak and change a lot of things to increase the flow of offense, and some of them have worked and some of them haven't.
There wasn't a lot of freedom of movement for Iowa against Rutgers.
No, there wasn't.
Rutgers tends to stop the freedom of movement.
That's Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com. You'll hear more of him coming up in the 5 o'clock hour tonight. We need to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will set the table for the big hour brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City after this.
Pros, for your next electrical job, start with Lowe's, because whatever wire the job requires, we have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go when you are. Even better, we'll also save you 15% on your next purchase of 10 or more rigid, EMT, and PVC electrical conduit and fittings. Order at lowesforpros.com and pick up in store, where our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Whatever you need to get this job done, and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 126 U.S. only.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
458, welcome back in. You know, the gym class celebrated their 14th year on the air earlier today, and I'm not sure in 14 years they've ever generated the amount of vitriol that I did in 20 minutes on the air today just by doing nothing out of the ordinary. 319-366-1600, and I love each and every one of you. I want you to know that. Doesn't change the fact that I want the fact that I was a tremendous disappointment on my tombstone. You're never going to beat Jack Lemmon's tombstone. If you've ever seen that online, you'll know what I'm referencing there. We have for you a very special big hour brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement coming up after the top of the hour, 5:03 tonight. Tristan Wirfs, the Mount Vernon native, set to be a first-round draft pick in this year's NFL draft. He doesn't know who he's going to be playing for just yet, but he's getting ready for the combine and the draft experience in Las Vegas. It also happens to be his 21st birthday. Worst 21st birthday ever, having to come on a radio show and talk to three guys that you barely know. But Tristan will be with us coming up in just a few seconds. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com as well. We'll get Rob's more of Rob's thoughts on Ohio State and Iowa on the mats tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena as well, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. It is the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. And we will return with the one and only Tristan Wirfs after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. LSU coach Ed Orgeron will get a six-year contract extension with the school worth at least $42 million. Orgeron is 40-9 with the Tigers, winning a national championship last week to finish a perfect 15-0 season. 15-year-old American Coco Gauff knocks out defending champ Naomi Osaka in straight sets at the Australian Open.
I mean, I love it down here. Oh, my gosh. Like, honestly, thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. Like, oh, my gosh, I'm on Rod Laver Arena. Like, I can't believe this.
Coco Gauff on ESPN after the win. Seven-time tournament champ Serena Williams is out in the third round in Melbourne, beaten by China's Wang Chang in the third set. Celtics forward Jason Tatum is out for tonight's game against the Magic with a groin strain. Bulls forward Lauri Markkanen is out 4 to 6 weeks with a stress reaction in his right hip. In Paris today, the Bucks beat the Hornets 116-103 on ESPN at 8 Eastern. The Clippers and the Heat in Miami.
Coming up Monday, it is Super Bowl week. But before we preview the game, we talk Mozart, Kidney Stones, Zeke Who, and the best one-liners of the season. Plus the Pro Bowl and the latest from the Aussie Open. Monday on Golic and Wingo, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
How do you after work? How about 20 beers on tap, a 180-inch big screen with stadium seating, and happy hour from 3 to 6? Yeah. That's the way you after work at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar in Uptown Marion. It's the place to go with the guys. Catch some sports, blow off steam with darts or a game of pool, and take a load off. Hey, you gotta go to work. But when you clock out, it's time for after work. After work at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar on 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion.
Metro Rivals hook up in a doubleheader this Friday night here at KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unanch. Join us Friday night at 5:55 on 1600 AM for the Mississippi Valley Conference girl-boy doubleheader between Jefferson and Kennedy. It's the first meeting of the year between the Jayhawks and Cougars as each team looks to get things rolling in the middle part of the season. That's MVC Doubleheader Basketball presented by Hills Bank, Jefferson at Kennedy. Friday night at 5:55 on 1600 AM, KGYM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A rough-running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but Seafoam Motor Treatment for $7.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out built-up sludge and improve fuel economy with Seafoam Motor Treatment on sale for $7.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
503, welcome back in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, online at kgymradio.com. And it is now time for the big hour brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his staff celebrating 16 years in business this week. I saw Steve tweeting about that earlier this week. We certainly appreciate their partnership here at KGYM, and Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com making the drive to Cedar Rapids. And Rob, this is a big one tonight. I know we'll have a lot of fans who are enjoying hearing our next guest with us. I remember what I was doing on my 21st birthday, Tristan, and it certainly wasn't talking to a bunch of yahoos on the radio, but Tristan Wirfs, the pride of Mount Vernon, with us, getting ready for the NFL draft. Thank you for taking the time to join us tonight, Tristan, and happy birthday. How are things going today on the big 21st?
Oh, you know, things are going pretty good. Me and my roommate have been hanging out. We're going to hit up the Iowa-Ohio State duel later tonight. It's been kicking it today.
Tristan, what is your next few months going to look like as you get ready for the NFL draft?
I think the next couple months for me, I'm training here in Iowa City with Coach Doyle. Trying to get my body right, best I can for, if I get the opportunity to go to the combine and, just prepare as much as I can for the draft in April.
Hey, Tristan, it's Rob. We haven't talked to you since out in San Diego when you still hadn't announced your decision yet.
Yeah.
How tough of a decision was it, and what was the process like for you?
I say this decision was as tough as the wrestling decision in high school. It was so back and forth. There'd be days where I felt like I wanted to declare, and then days where I felt like I wanted to stay. And it was just so back and forth. It really came down to, just one day. I woke up one morning and I just knew that declaring was what I wanted to do. My mom helped me quite a bit, like she does with everything pretty much. She was there, helped me weigh the pros and cons of it. She was there every step of the way, helped me. But it really came down to just one morning. I woke up, and I think it was like 2 days before I declared. I just knew that that's what I wanted to do.
What were your conversations like with Coach Ferentz and the staff? He's always been pretty upfront with us in the past about leveling with guys who are weighing that decision. And if the feedback, the evaluation says go, he usually doesn't stand in your way. And I think anybody that saw you play this year kind of knew what that evaluation was going to say for you.
Yeah, Coach Ferentz was a lot of help. He was real straightforward with us, me and my mom. There's one phrase he kept saying. He said, he'd tell me, you've won the game. Like you've gotten yourself to this point where you have the right to make a decision. You've earned the right to make a decision. He gave us a lot of feedback on what some GMs and everything were saying, but he was very helpful in the process. I think me and my mom sat down with him two or three times, just trying to get as much information as we can to make the right decision. Coach Ferentz was a ton of help.
I think what a lot of people don't realize are just the improvements and the strides that you made this season. Did you feel that way as well? And what areas did you get better at the most from your sophomore season?
I think I got better at finishing blocks. Staying with guys, not letting them, just shed me. So right off the bat, that was a big area I was working on in spring ball. Just overall, staying with guys, finishing blocks. That's something I really was really working on. In the off season, spring ball, going into this season.
And talking to AJ before the draft, when you guys had the bowl press conference, he made a good point of saying, I see these mock drafts, I see these people say where I'm going to go and guess where I'm going, but I'll wait and listen to the feedback from the advisory board in the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm sure you took the same approach. What did they tell you? What, I mean, did they tell you, hey, you're going to be a high round pick? What's that evaluation like? What feedback do you get?
So the feedback they give you, like you said, you know, looking at all those mock drafts, like I'd have my buddies send them to me and everything, like, oh, you're going so-and-so to the Jets or so-and-so to the Chargers. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I mean, you'd only take, you know, look at those so much. But then, you know, it was nice getting feedback from the NFL committee. So mine said, it said you can be picked as high as the first round, but the committee does not guarantee anything. And I think Coach Ferentz was telling us, like, those responses we get from them are pretty broad. You know, they'll tell you just, you know, as high as the first round, something like that. But so that was nice seeing that. I remember it was the night before the game. You know, we go to a different hotel out in San Diego. I got the email and I was like, I'm not going to look at it. Like, I wanted to open it so bad, but I'm like, I'm going to wait until after the game. But I opened it the next day and I sent it to my mom and it said, yeah, you can go as high as the first round. And so that it was weird. I thought it was going to sway me one way or the other, you know, just seeing that. But it was still, you know, after reading it, it was still, you know, 50-50 almost.
Tristan Wirfs with us here for a few minutes on Eastern Iowa's Home for ESPN Radio, joining us on his 21st birthday. Are you nervous about this process? Give me one or two words that would describe how you're feeling about the entire process as a whole.
I'd say definitely excited would be one word, and then I think you said it. I think nervous. I think they can go hand in hand, almost excited and nervous. You know, because it's a new step in my life. You know, going somewhere new, being by myself. You know, getting to experience all these new things. But then, like I said, going hand in hand, like that nervousness and excitement, of being able to, you know, play at the highest level with the best guys in the country. It's going to be fun. You know, it's going to be a fun challenge.
I want to go back to the beginning of the season where you had a ton of hype coming into the year. There was a lot written about you. Your name was popping up in the top five, top 10 in mock drafts, just like it is now. But at the beginning of the season, how difficult is it actually to block out all the noise and get ready for a year that's going to be really important for your future?
Oh, it's tough, you know, because you get asked questions all the time. I remember when Big Ten Network came to one of our practices, and they kind of asked me the same thing, like, how is it trying to block out that noise and everything? And I told them, you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself. You know, there's all that stuff being written, but we haven't even played the season yet, you know. I don't want to feel like I'm kind of like leaving my teammates hanging, you know, because I made a commitment to them. You know, I'm not gonna put them on the back burner when I'm, you know, trying to, you know, focus on the NFL or any of that. Like, I want to give them my full attention and all my effort. So I think them, you know, my teammates was the biggest part. You know, that helped me the most. You know, just trying to be ready every week for them, and go out on the field and give it my all.
Tristan, I know we've asked you this before, but the ability to go against a guy like AJ or Chauncey in practice, you and Alaric having that ability to do that in practice, take us inside that. What, you know, you guys have been working against each other for years now. What's it like, and what, paint a picture of what those battles are like going against, you know, another top player.
You know, I think it's a pretty special thing having that type of competition, you know, within your practice, because it's something that you see maybe, you know, two or three times a year, but you're doing it every day of the week, you know. So, you know, we have, I think when we do one-on-ones during practice, it's kind of like that's when you get the biggest feel for it almost, because it's like, you know, the defender, the AJ and Chauncey know what it is. You know, they know it's a third and long situation. They know it's a pass. So they're giving us, you know, their best rushes and everything. So being able to stop them sometimes, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like you said, they're battles. Like, they win some, we win some, but it's just, you know, it's cool because me and Chauncey definitely, I went against him the majority of the time, him being on the right side, mm-hmm. me being on the right side, him being, it'd be their left. But, you know, if he beat me, he'd tell me, he'd be like, hey, this is what I saw with your hands, or, you know, this is why I did this. And, you know, if I kind of locked him down, he'd be like, you know, I kind of saw you coming, you know, you put your hands up a little bit early and I could swipe him down or something like that. So it's just a lot of feedback from each other and trying to help each other be the best we can.
Coach Ferentz has been an offensive line guy the majority of his adult life. How often did he get involved in the offensive line this year? And you have to think that he probably appreciates what you bring to the field and your skill level. What type of discussions have you had about playing offensive line with him?
Coach Ferentz was over with the O-line all the time. And when he wasn't, I think his eyes were over there because he'd be all the way across the field. And all of a sudden he's yelling out your name, telling you to do something. And you're like, where's this coming? Like, where's he at? Where's it coming from? You know, and then you see him 55 yards away or something. But I think, you know, I think that's his passion and that's what he likes doing. I think it was last summer, you know, I think it was Rob actually, like, what is Coach Ferentz, what is he on you about? It's always to get my hands up in my pass sets. He was always on me about that. And it's something I'm still working on. But you know, just technique stuff and how knowledgeable he is about O-line play. But it's pretty cool, you know, having him there and having him around the O-line when we're doing our individual work and our drill work. But yeah, it's cool. He can be all the way across the field and see something you're doing wrong. But yeah, he knows quite a bit about offensive line.
We talked to James Daniels. We asked him about your initial time on campus when you first got there as a true freshman. He said, obviously, the strength is there. Your size is there. You improved greatly on technique from the beginning of that season to the end of that season. Is it sort of crazy to you to think from the time you stepped on campus at Iowa, how far you've come in that technique department?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Like, I was watching film with Coach Polisek. Or there's just a couple of clips on our film from my freshman year, and just watching myself, and it just looks like it doesn't even feel like, you know, I'm watching myself, you know, because it's just, you know, I was still so young and everything, but just the development that goes on here and how far they can bring guys is pretty crazy, and you know, still when I'm watching, even of last year when I'm watching film, like, you know, I see things, I'm just like, what was I thinking there, you know, but it's crazy to think, you know, how far you know, I've come, and I've still got such a long ways to go. But yeah, watching from, you know, like my first film from my first camp and everything, like I just look like a little kid almost.
I remember when we had you on the station after you signed, you were at a wrestling tournament, I think, on a Saturday morning, and we had you on.
I remember we were at West Delaware.
But I remember talking to you before you got to Iowa, Tristan, and you kind of felt like you might want to go out for track and stick with that because you were so good at it. And I heard recently Joey Woody on another radio station say that he thinks you could have been an All-American. At what point did you decide that you had to just focus on football? And do you think about what you could have done in track?
Oh, I mean, I miss track every day. Like that was, I love throwing. But I remember me and AJ Epinesa talked, you know, we talked a lot about it because, you know, he wanted to throw and I wanted to throw, but we, you know, we kind of felt like, you know, we got the scholarship to play football here, and we wanted to give all of our time, the football. We didn't, you know, we didn't want to feel like we were, you know, giving it just, you know, partial effort and everything. And I think it was like we would have to try and work out a schedule during spring ball, and we didn't feel like we had, I don't know how to say it, like established ourselves enough to be missing time during our first spring ball to go throw. So that's kind of when we made the decision that we're just going to just focus on football. But yeah, don't get me wrong. Like I miss track every day. It's so much fun, you know, because it's an individual sport, but there's still the team aspect of it. And then you get that instant feedback. Like when I'm throwing shot, you know, in meet or something, you know, you throw it and they tell you how far it is. And then you're like, okay, well, that's not what I wanted. I come back the next throw, you know, see how far it is. So just that instant feedback and just the competitive nature of it is pretty fun.
Well, you mentioned you're heading to Carver Hawkeye Arena for the duel tonight against Ohio State. Do you ever get the itch, the feeling that you wish you could still wrestle?
Yes and no, because wrestling's a whole nother animal. That's something else. And if I were to wrestle, I'd have to get back down to 285. And I think it might be a little bit harder to cut that weight than it was in high school. But me and my roommate, Kyler, we'll wrestle around, you know, on breaks and stuff. You know, cause he was a state placement, like a 2 or 3 time state place winner in high school. He's actually way better wrestler than me. If I could get down to weight, then I'd like to still wrestle. But I think that ship has sailed.
Tristan, with a lot of programs, a lot of players that are making that jump from college to the NFL, this period right here, they have to go to training facilities in Florida and California and Nashville and all over the country. How much does it help to be able to stay right here and work out with Chris Doyle, a guy who knows a thing or two about getting players to the next level?
You know, it's pretty incredible. I think that was a big thing. You know, that was a for sure for me. You know, I wanted to stay here and train with Coach Doyle. You know, like how knowledgeable he is, and I, you know, I felt like, you know, he's gotten me, you know, he's gotten me this far, you know, with, you know, he's got me this strong pretty much. I think I'm gonna stick with him. But being able, to have Coach Doyle around and continue to train with him is pretty special.
Tristan, preview for us, if you will, what you see from Iowa's offensive line next year without you. Obviously, you're moving on, and Levi and Landon are moving on, but a lot of guys coming back.
Yeah, I mean, I think the O-line is going to be just fine. You know, we got Kyler coming back. Cole Banworth's going to be, you know, getting healthy again. Going to have, obviously, Linderbaum at center still. Alaric over at left tackle. We got a we got a grad transfer from Indiana, Coy Cronk. He's a big boy. Mark Kallenberger at tackle. Jack Plum at tackle. Another guy, Cody Ince. You know, he's a crazy athlete. So I think they're going to be just fine.
Well, Tristan, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. I'm glad Rob remembers that segment here on the air as well, the day that you were at the wrestling meet. And here we are full circle. We talked to you after signing day, and now we're talking with you before the NFL draft. Have fun, and happy birthday, and we look forward to – you don't strike me as the type of guy who's going to forget where you came from.
Nope, not at all.
All right, have fun, and we will talk with you down the road hopefully someday.
Thank you. Sounds good.
Tristan Wirfs with us here on the Big Hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Yeah, I remember what I was doing on my 21st birthday, and it wasn't yammering on the radio. It's got to be interesting.
You remember that? Do you remember when he was on with us? That was when we did the recruiting show.
And I
he
do.
He was like, you know, I think I might be able to fit you guys in between a match.
I think it was him, Peyton Manziel, and was that the same year?
There was one year where we had...
We got ghosted.
Sean Beyer actually came in here.
We got ghosted by somebody. And
Alaric.
I can't, was it Alaric?
Yeah.
Well, hey, things have worked out. We've had pretty good success with those guys, but Tristan stands out to me because I do remember him taking the time at that wrestling meet that day. And there's, you get the sense, you do this long enough, you're around these guys long enough, you kind of know when some of these guys are going to be something. And I think we kind of knew that about him, that just the build, and he was sort of ready-made, put him in the hands of Chris Doyle, and you knew he was going to be an impact player on that offensive line.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, it's always fun to watch these guys develop and grow. And I remember after he was offered by Iowa, I took two of my kids. I think it was my youngest and then my son, Alex. And we went out to Mount Vernon High School to interview him. And I saw him and I was like, God, yeah, this kid's only going into his junior year. And you understood right away, as you said, Todd, that frame. And then I went out the following season and watched him play a few times, you know, at whatever that was, 2 or 3A level in Iowa high school football.
Right.
And he was just killing kids.
Yeah.
And you were like, all right, I get it. And it's fun to watch a local kid from around here do what he's been able to do.
I remember seeing him in the state championship game his junior, I think his junior year. And the first thing that stood out, you can tell that he has a nasty streak and he's a tough guy. And you, from where we were sitting at the state championship game, you could tell he was big. You didn't know how big. And then I saw him that next, I was at the Marriott while they were staying there prior to or during training camp. I saw him his freshman year up close for the first time. I'm like, whoa, first round draft pick. It just the frame, the toughness combination itself was going to carry him to great heights. But to give him all the credit in the world, his development from the first time he stepped on campus where James Daniels was telling us he was choke slamming guys. He was grabbing them around the back and holding everyone that he was going against. And you heard him say it there. He didn't even recognize the player that he was right away because he didn't know. There's a lot to learn. And to the point where he's at right now, he's gotten better every step of the way, and there is still so much untapped potential with him.
Hello to all the NFL personnel who are listening to this segment on the podcast at KGYMradio.com because that's part of this as well. You know that they're doing their due diligence, listening to every time. And that's the thing, how I would feel in his shoes, knowing that between now and the draft, everything he does is going to be scrutinized. And I can't imagine having my entire life, even a couple months of it, spent living under the microscope, but that's what a first-round draft pick goes through. Not so fun fact for you, Alex, but I spent my 21st birthday, part of it anyway, with Rob.
Really?
In the press box at Dwayne Banks Field in Iowa. Before it was Dwayne Banks Field, it was just Iowa Field. But it was a miserable, I want to say Western Illinois, back when Iowa was not very good at baseball. It was a very long day. You had the future in-laws in town because you were getting ready for your wedding. And I had my 21st birthday and pitchers at One-Eyed Jake's on my mind that night. I wanted a fast game, and none of those Iowa baseball games were fast back in the day. 319-366-1600 is the text line. You can use it to reach out to us. Brought to you by First Federal Credit Union. You can get $200 for opening a brand new checking account at First Federal. Details at firstfedcu.com/KGYM. We will take a quick timeout when we come back. We'll get to a big board, and then we'll talk a little Big Ten hoops with Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com as the big hour brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement continues on KGYM after this.
Making your home more energy efficient doesn't have to require major changes. Little things can make a big difference, like shade. Open up and let the sun in to help heat the house when it's cool, and close those shades on hot days to keep the sun at bay. Unplug for a while. Lots of electronic devices like TVs, game systems, and chargers use power even when they're off. So plug into an advanced power strip that shuts off power to devices that aren't being used. Be bright. Replace incandescent lighting with Energy Star certified LEDs. They use 70 to 90% less energy and last a lot longer. Automate. Install a programmable thermostat that adjusts the temperature while you sleep or you're out of the house to save energy and money. And if you want to know about how you're using energy in your home, download the Smart Hub app to monitor what you're using daily and how it's trending over time. Energy saving that's easier. It's just another one of the nifty benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Hey guys, it's time to get things in shape for winter at Vernon Village True Value.
Yeah, Jim, 18-gallon Sterilite totes are just $5.99 each. Select Filtrete Allergen Defense Furnace Filters just $9.99 each. And Honeywell Cool Mist Humidifiers only $49.99.
Right, Hal. And Master Mechanic Booster Cables are just $9.99 at Vernon Village True Value, too.
Want their ad delivered to your phone?
Yeah!
Just text Vernon Village to 71441.
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
Welcome back, Hawkeyes. Iowa Book's goal this week is to make your shopping easy. Iowa Book has added extra staff, extra cash registers, and is open extra hours. Save money by choosing less expensive used or rental textbooks. Iowa Book also has all your necessary school supplies and Hawkeye gear. Iowa Book is open this Monday through Friday, 9 till 8. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol since 1920.
Iowa Book! A one-of-a-kind bookstore.
At Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries, you'll find more than just comfortable furniture. You'll discover a no-pressure shopping experience, thousands of options, and free design services. We call it Comfort Redesigned. It's the Super Weekend Sale. Friday through Monday, save 30% on everything, plus special financing available, and get guaranteed local delivery on in-stock items in time for the big game. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably. Minimum monthly payments with approved credit. Order by 1-26-20. See store for details.
One player can't beat an entire field. That's not how the game is played. To win, you need the support, backup, and protection of a team. So when you're ready to make your way in the world, join the team at Smart 263. Their apprenticeship program gives you outstanding training, real support, and a smart game plan for a great paying career. And you earn while you learn. Get details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Welcome back in. Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, online at kgymradio.com. Poll question for you today at the website: which sport has the best All-Star Game format? We've got two of them on tap this weekend, the NFL's Pro Bowl and the NHL All-Star Game in St. Louis. Major League Baseball and the NBA, obviously, your other two choices. Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. We will be convening at Emil's on Tuesday so I can pay off my lunch debt from the pick six. It's not been a good run of picks for me, and I'm riding with Wisconsin tonight, hoping they can at least keep it within 3 points in West Lafayette. We shall see, but I could be 0-3 before the night is even over. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com with us. And before we continue our Hawkeye discussion here inside the Big Hour, we knock out a big board update with Alex Kuhn.
The Iowa women defeated Ohio State last night 77-68 for their seventh consecutive victory. Kathleen Doyle had 26 points. Mackenzie Meyer scored 13 of Iowa's final 17 points. And Lisa Bluter picked up her 200th career Big Ten victory. She's only the second coach to reach that milestone. The other also coached in Iowa City at one point. Current Rutgers coach C. Vivian Stringer happens to be the other. The Iowa wrestling team gets set for a duel tonight against number four Ohio State, as that will get underway later this evening. The UNI women are looking for their third consecutive victory, but it won't be an easy task. They're taking on Bradley in Peoria tonight. The Braves have not lost at home this season, nor have they lost a conference game yet. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 p.m. The Iowa State men have a tough task of their own tomorrow morning as they play in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. The Cyclones are on the road set to take on Bruce Pearl and 16th-ranked Auburn. It will be an 11 a.m. tip-off, and we will pick up coverage on the Cyclone Radio Network call on 1600 a.m. with a pregame show beginning at 10 a.m. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders have a home-and-home this weekend against the Chicago Steel. First game will be a 7.05 p.m. puck drop tomorrow night. The second will be a 3.05 p.m. start on Sunday in Chicago. And then high school basketball, we're coming up on a doubleheader in just about a half hour from Cedar Rapids Kennedy as Jefferson travels to Cedar Rapids Kennedy. That will be on 1600 a.m. and 102.3 FM. And on 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM at 7:20, a boys matchup as Mount Vernon travels to Solon.
Thomas is going to his first hockey game tomorrow night at the Ice Arena. We're looking forward to it. He's easily entertained. Plus, we told him there's a mascot there that looks like a horse. So he's kind of into horses right now because of Bullseye from Toy Story.
Let's hope he falls in love with the sport because it's a fun one.
It
can keep a kid's attention for a while.
When he was really young, he watched it on TV more than any other sport just because it was fast-paced and there was a ton of action. 319-366-1600, Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com with us here in the KGYM studios. Alex and I were, much to the consternation of our resident wrestling fan, in the 4 o'clock hour discussing Big Ten basketball earlier tonight. The Hawkeyes are off until Monday when they play Wisconsin. Got a little help yesterday as far as the standings are concerned, but let's go back to the game Wednesday night against Rutgers because you knew that one wasn't going to come easy. I think you, Alex, and I all had a decent amount of respect for Rutgers at the beginning of the season and then especially going into that game, and yet Iowa just still finds a way to get it done, a third straight home victory over a top 25 team.
Yeah, this team has an incredible knack for dealing with adversity, and that's just something I don't think you can teach. And then in conjunction with that, we talk about it, it's cliche in sports, but chemistry, they have that too, and that's also something that can't be taught. It just seems like they're on the same page on both ends of the floor. And we saw that in the Rutgers game where Iowa's got a pretty comfortable lead. Rutgers and goes into an offensive drought. Rutgers comes back, takes the lead on Harper's two free throws. Iowa comes down on the next possession. Wieskamp finds Frederick for, you know, on a nice curl move. And then Wieskamp comes down on the next possession and hits the three. And away they go. And it seems like every game, when they need to make a play, they find a way to make that play.
From your where you sit, Rob, is this the first team under Fran McCaffrey where you feel like they're going to make that play on a consistent basis? Where down the stretch, I don't know about you, but when Rutgers took the lead the other night, I think there were 4 minutes remaining in the Michigan game and it was tied. Michigan had just making a run. It just always feels like this team has an answer.
It's interesting you bring that up because going back to that Michigan game and talking to Ryan Kreener after that game, we asked him, we were like, you know, Michigan makes the run and goes up on you guys. And he said they went to, I think it was the under eight timeout, went to the bench, and they all looked at each other and just said, it's time for our run. It's time to make this. They just have I think just a natural amount of confidence. And in each game that they keep doing this, that confidence just grows and grows and grows.
It feels like a team that feels they're going to win every night. That who, no matter who they're playing, they're going to win. And that's, that, like you said, that's not something that you can teach. That's something that you have or you don't.
Let's go back to the name that you just mentioned, Rob, Ryan Kriener. He seems to have been overshadowed by a number of his teammates this year, the emergence of Luka Garza. But it's hard to ignore the development that we've seen from his game this season. He's a big part of what Iowa's been able to do so far this year.
Without question. I think three games in a row, he scored in double figures. And the thing that I think is really admirable about what Ryan's able to do is he's ready to go whenever he's in the game. If he's got a start, he's ready to go. But the last few games, he comes in off the bench, boom, bucket right away, and kind of gets people going. And you need that. I mean, he's the lone senior on this team with J-Bo now sidelined. And, you know, a guy can step out and hit a three. He's good around the rim. He's a tough guy. You know, he's a really nice compliment to Garza.
We've talked about in the past, one of the big criticisms, and I've mentioned this plenty of times, but one of the biggest criticisms of Fran in the past, he's played too many guys, and it doesn't allow guys to get into a rhythm. You look at Ryan Kriener this year, Rob, and you look at his game log last year, 18 minutes, then 9 minutes, then 18 minutes, then 4 minutes, then 20 minutes. How much do you think that him knowing exactly what's asked of him and knowing he's going to have to play 20, 25 minutes a night is kind of helping him get into the flow of the game?
I think it helps everybody. I think the point you made where the rotation has shrunk because of necessity.
Right.
These guys know they can make a mistake and they can play through it. And that's really, as a player, that helps you shake off those bad plays because you know you have to be there to make the next play and your teammates are counting on you. Your coaches are counting on you. And the other night, I thought one of the biggest plays, and I think is kind of an illustration of what this team is about, was Luka Garza taking that charge. When you have a guy as good as he is making a play like that, that kind of show, and that and Toussaint grabbing 7 rebounds the other night, you think to yourself, this little guy's going in there and getting 7 boards.
That, and also on top of that, these last two games, we've mentioned the runs that Michigan and Rutgers have made. Think about how Iowa came back from those 6-point deficits. What started those? A Luka Garza 3.
Yeah.
A Luka Garza reverse pivot 18-foot jump shot. Now, I asked Mac McCausland about this, but how demoralizing is that to another team where they get a 6-point lead? They've successfully gotten Luka Garza off the block, which is exactly what they wanted to do, and then he just does that to you.
It's interesting because I do a podcast with former Hawkeye Greg Bruner, and we recorded one last night, and I asked him that same question. I was like, you know, you're a guy that liked to bang in the post. If you're banging in the post and you're the guy's beating you there, and then he takes you out and hits a three in your face, and he stopped me before I could even finish. He said, it just takes the confidence right out of you. And he said he noticed the other night, is it Miles Johnson?
Yes.
The big guy for Rutgers? Brew was watching him on TV, and he said you could tell the kid was like almost, he didn't throw his hands up, but he was looking at him and going, what can I do? What am I going to do here against this guy when he bangs me inside and then takes me out for three?
I'll give Rutgers credit. I didn't think that they would be able to keep up with Iowa. I didn't think they were going to be able to keep up the pace.
He's a good coach, man.
Yes, he is. And he said after the game, he kind of took umbrage with the question about the pace and said, we can play up-tempo a little bit too, but the statistics underscored the fact that Rutgers succeeds when they keep the score low. Iowa pushed the pace. Rutgers was right there with them. And that was hard not to watch that game Wednesday night and view it through the prism of two teams that are going to be in the NCAA tournament this year. That was like a preview of what could come in the conference tournament. And then two teams that are going to be hopefully in the field in March.
And he's got a young team, too.
Three sophomores, right, in the starting lineup, which,
maybe
again,
four.
He mentioned on Wednesday night.
We've been talking about college basketball. We talked about it in the first half hour, and people got upset with me. But I will say this. You look at what Steve Peichel has done at Rutgers. I think that some of the great young coaches that you're looking at, Steve Peichel, Chris Beard at Texas Tech. Look at what's been done at Virginia and what John Beilein did at Michigan. What do all those have in common? They realized that they were going to have to build their program on defense first.
I'll give you another guy. Brad Underwood at Illinois.
Brad Underwood at Illinois. Defense first, and the offense will come along, and that's exactly what's happened.
And Illinois and Rutgers, a lot of parallels there.
Right.
Young teams that play really good defense.
We will get to see Kofi Coburn next Sunday at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
That is going to be a wild matchup.
It's a really fascinating week ahead for Iowa basketball. They've got three games next week. Monday at home against Wisconsin, Thursday at Maryland, and then Sunday against the Fighting Illini. So two of the three games at home, but
and the other one, a trip halfway across the country.
Halfway across the country to a team that is very upset about the way that things played out in Iowa City when they got embarrassed by the Hawkeyes. That's a three-game stretch right there that could really define how things are going to finish up for the Hawkeyes, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree. And we saw this week, not a huge turn, but some more teams are winning on the road than had been happening. We saw Minnesota beat Ohio State, big win for the Gophers. Penn State won at Michigan this week. What other ones am I missing? Well, Maryland won at Northwestern. Yeah.
Northwestern had them on the ropes for a while, though. That was a close game, and then Maryland wound up, they covered the spread down the stretch. I think they won by 12, but it was a much tighter game than Mark Turgeon probably wanted it to be.
And then you had Illinois win at Purdue. So we're starting to see some teams start to win on the road, and that's what's going to separate. That's what's going to separate this mess. Is it a mess? No, just a cluster in this Big Ten right now.
I don't know what it is. I really don't. I think there are a lot of really good teams. There's no great team.
Who's and the best team?
That's I had asked that question. Who? I said this.
He asked me if I could name a team in the Big Ten that was better than Iowa right
clearly
now.
Clearly better than Iowa.
And I said, you can't.
But can you name a team that's clearly... What teams are clearly worse than Iowa?
That's another great question.
Northwestern,
Nebraska.
And that's about
Minnesota,
it.
But they're playing better.
Iowa has to play at Minnesota.
Have to play at Minnesota.
Peichel said on Wednesday he was talking about 12 teams in the Big Ten. There are 14. He was conveniently leaving those two out. But his point was, other than those two that are at the bottom, and Nebraska's bitten some people.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't sleep on anybody in this league.
The one plays are really important. That's why that win against Rutgers was really important, because it's a one play, and Monday against Wisconsin is a one play.
You don't want any part of that team in Piscataway, and I'm not sure they want any part of that team in the Big Ten tournament. It's not too often that you can look at a schedule and say you get lucky playing Rutgers one time a year. They got lucky this year.
Getting one of those top four spots and getting that double bye, this year it's going to be as important as any year in the past to be able to wait till Friday before you play.
Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com with us inside the KGYM studios. The Big Hour on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn every Friday, brought to you by Steve Anderson and his crew at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, now celebrating the start of 16 years in business. The Hawkeyes, as we mentioned, are off this weekend. The men play Monday, but Lisa Bluter and the Iowa women have a big one on Sunday against Michigan State. Over 10,000 tickets sold. Megan Gustafson back in town. Her and Michelle Edwards, the only two Iowa players to have their uniform numbers retired. And Hawkeyes working on a 7-game winning streak in the Big Ten. 31 games in a row at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Pretty incredible what Lisa Bluter and her staff have done this season, coming off an Elite Eight appearance where a lot of people were saying Megan Gustafson carried that team to the Elite Eight next year. They're going to struggle to replace her this season. I don't want to say they haven't missed a beat, but here they are playing very good basketball again.
A lot of parallels, though, aren't there, between the men's and women's team? You think about the men's team that lost Bear, Moss, Cook, and... the women lose, and I'm not going to compare Cook to Gustafson. She was a player of the year. And then
Gustafson, Tania Davis.
Hannah Stewart. So both teams have faced adversity. You look about, last night Iowa was struggling against Ohio State, fell behind in that game, and then still found a way to come back and win. A lot of toughness going on in Carver Hawkeye. If you add the wrestling, I'll throw the wrestling team in there to get people off Todd's back.
No, it's one person, and I ain't losing any sleep over it. Trust me.
Both teams have what I called a player that sort of is the heart and soul of that team, yeah. too. Somebody that enjoys playing, somebody that has a little bit of a swagger and shows their emotion on the court. Luca Garza and Kathleen Doyle, who we chatted with. There are a lot of parallels there. Those two,
right
really,
down to the flexing.
Right down to the flexing and the blowing of the kisses.
Iowa playing with a lot of swagger across all sports right now. Men's and women's basketball and wrestling. The Hawkeyes are getting ready to take the mat against Ohio State at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight, as has been pointed out by one listener in particular. 8:07 is the match time tonight at Carver Hawkeye. Some tickets still remaining for that, and I will start paying a lot more attention to wrestling next weekend when Penn State comes to town, because that to me is a much different animal. You got 1 and 2, and it's going to be the ultimate test of where the Hawkeyes are at right now. Although, as Tom Brands would tell you, it doesn't matter where they're at right now. It matters where they're at come postseason time. Let's take our final break here, 5:45. When we come back, we will continue our discussion with Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com. Get his thoughts on Iowa's graduate transfer pickup this week in football. Back with more after this.
You work hard, and you deserve to get the most for your money. Like health insurance coverage with the largest, most accessible networks, so you can choose where you want to go for care. Like having multiple plans, so you can choose the coverage that works best for you. Mostly, you deserve to have the health insurance expertise Iowans have been trusting for over 80 years. Wellmark, Blue Cross, and Blue Shield. To find the small business or individual plan that's right for you, talk to your local agent about Wellmark today. Get started at Wellmark.com.
Live sports and great smart rock go hand in hand. Take KGYM and Smart FM everywhere you go with the free KGYM app and the free Smart FM app. Sports and your favorite music on your mobile device with a touch of a button. For the home game or the road trip, get the KGYM app and Smart FM app for free today from your app store or KGYMradio.com and SmartRockin.com.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL has not sponsored promotion in any way.
To call yourself an explorer, you should possess a few essential qualities, like a yearning for adventure and back massages from available multi-contour front seats with 5 active motion massage themes, and an available 980-watt 14-speaker B&O sound system by Bang & Olufsen, and an available heated leather-wrapped steering wheel with paddle shifters. The 2020 Ford Explorer, completely redesigned and more comfortable than ever. It's the greatest exploration vehicle of all time.
It's a new year, and you want to keep growing your team, but you need the right tools to help keep your hiring streamlined and efficient. That's where ZipRecruiter.com/Spain comes in. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. It's so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Spain. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Spain. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
5:47, we welcome you back in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. All week long here on the program, we've been giving you an opportunity to take home a one-hour session inside the Topgolf Swing Suite located on the second floor of Graduate Iowa City. We've got one left. And Buttons wants to give it to you right now. All you need to do is be caller number 6 to 319-366-1600, and you and some of your best friends or whoever wants to go with you, you don't have to be picky, we'll celebrate in style and enjoy an hour inside one of the semi-private Topgolf swing suites inside Graduate, Iowa City in downtown Iowa City. Again, caller number 6, 319-366-1600. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com with us for just a few more minutes before we turn folks over to high school basketball this evening.
I have a question for you. So Alex texted me this afternoon saying that Buttons can let me in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And he included Buttons' phone number. Mm-hmm. So I put it in my phone as Buttons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, this guy probably has a real name.
Nope, he's Buttons. Buttons.
Okay, so leave it in my phone as Buttons? Because yes. I did find out his name when I got in.
Yeah,
here.
Nope, he's Buttons.
All right, so I'll leave it in my phone as Buttons.
Okay, we've solved that mystery. we've got just a couple more minutes here before we need to cede the dance floor to high school basketball this evening, but we did have some football news earlier this week. Coy Cronk, the former Indiana offensive lineman, entering school at the University of Iowa, graduate transfer. He's not Tristan Wirfs. He doesn't need to be Tristan Wirfs, but he's going to provide a much-needed piece on that offensive line. Okay, kid has started a ton of games in his football career at Indiana.
40 games at left tackle. So
as a true freshman, he started left tackle.
Right.
It's hard to do in the Big Ten.
And he's played 4 games this year, got hurt. Pretty gruesome ankle injury. And then redshirted this year because he had to sit out. So I'm wondering to see, I want to see how he recovers from that, you know, how much he can get in, because it'd be important for him in the spring to be able to get out there and get, you know, develop some chemistry and continuity with the other offensive linemen. But I think it's just, you add somebody with experience like that. If you have, you know, if it turns out that you play him at guard and move Kallenberger out to right tackle, you know, we asked Tristan, you know, he mentioned some guys like Cody Ince and Justin Britt and Cole Banwart coming back. I'm really interested to see what the competition's going to be like on that offensive line. And adding in a veteran player like this is just really a really nice bonus.
It seems like the spots are somewhat taken with the way that Kallenberger has emerged. And you mentioned the addition of Cronk, but some of those names, it's just more competition. Can one of those guys wow the coaching staff in the spring or wow them in the fall and take away one of those spots? Because right now it looks like it could be a strength. That starting five could be a strength of this team.
And if you look at, I think you could say you could write in pen Linderbaum and Lark Jackson.
Yes.
At center and left tackle. You can probably, I don't know if you go pen or pencil with Kyler's shot. It's probably pretty close to pen.
I'll say pen.
And then you've got the other two spots and who fills those spots. And there's, what do we name, 5 different guys that could fill those two spots. So, and then you have to account for injuries. They obviously got banged up pretty good this year on the offensive line. So if you can develop some depth, all the better. I'm more interested to see what they do on the defensive line, to be honest with you. I think that's really, there are a lot more questions on the defensive line for me than the offensive line right now.
So we had Tristan Wirfs tonight. We are working, you are working on A.J. Epenesa. Hard guy to get a hold of for next week, but we are optimistic that perhaps we can get him on the air with us, and that would finish off the Hawkeyes who have left school early. Not unusual to see these guys kind of go off the grid a little bit, but
I think all these guys are training in Iowa City. Didn't they all? I know the 3 that we've had on all said they were training here, correct?
Yeah, and I
think Gino was in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
I think he was in
Florida.
Did
he say he was going to come back, though? I can't remember. I'd have to go back and live. My memory stinks.
I don't know why you would want to train with anybody other than Chris Doyle.
It's sort of the point where you get the training, and then there's a lot of other things that they have massage therapists.
Need one of those.
Exactly. Well, apparently that's like the worst part of your day if you're training for the NFL.
Mm.
Because they find the kinks in you. But it's a great place to train in Iowa City, but there are plenty of other places to train as well with a lot of technology and a lot of money at their disposal.
Well, Rob, as always, we appreciate you making the sojourn to join us here in the KGYM studios. Whether or not we've got AJ with us next week, we know we'll have a solid hour of content with you. And again, thank you to our sponsor for the big hour, Steve Anderson of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. As we mentioned, starting 16 years in business at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. That'll do it for local programming this week. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll be back with you on Monday at 4 o'clock.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day,